How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of
Legends Only.
My name is T. Kyle.
And I'm Bradley.
And this is your weekly pop culture podcast where we talk about
Legends Only.
Let's talk about the F word.
Do we have an F word to discuss?
Probably some.
I was an emotional F word on the subway arriving here, actually.
Oh, why?
Miss Kelly Clarkson got me good. That Kelly Clarkson show, she has some segments that really get you. She had posted one, this girl who had been going through treatments. I guess Ryan Seacrest has his own media studios set up in children's hospitals. And she created her own show where she interviews celebrities. And so Kelly had her on, surprised her with Ryan Seacrest. He asked to be her final guest on her show because she's wrapping it up. Kelly invited her to Vegas. It was very emotional and sweet. And it was just emotional F word on the C train. A Lana Del Rey title, like crying while holding my muscle milk on the C train.
Oh, Bob.
Yeah. it was very sweet. I love the Kelly Clarkson show. I just think like she hits the right beats of like celebrity, human interest.
Yeah.
She's
brought back the human interest.
Yes.
Segment.
Yeah. In a really sincere way. I mean, she kept getting choked up because she really does get affected. It's not that sort of cold, like, that's not the truth, Ellen. Sort of like, I have you on here to like fill a quota kind of situation. I just think she really nails it. Sorry, this was a tangent I was not to go
no,
on.
No, it's fine.
But that was the last thing I saw before I got here. And the Jessie Ware That Feels Good is all over your neighborhood. The posters.
Yeah.
Very cool.
There's been some... Oh, well, speaking of posters.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you guys saw this on my Instagram story, but there was a poster. This is not sponsored, but it is Tubi, which I thought was funny because I've like indirectly sponsored Tubi on here, like... Not really, actually, but like there's that poster that said the Gen Z next door.
Yes.
And it's like peering through. I was cracking the fuck up. I don't know why it was sending me.
Oh, my God. The millennial pause next door. Do you know about this? The millennial. Did we talk about this already? I think we did on the pod. We're like, I guess we take a half second before we start videos. And when you post a video... Like all the Gen Zs and like certain millennial TikToks will be like, oh, that millennial pause at the beginning of the video. Like we stare at the camera for a second to make sure it's recording.
Yeah. But also Gen Z, they do the thing where they take the phone, start recording and they put it down.
That's true.
So that's your Gen Z pause. Mm-hmm. It's just moving.
It's the Gen Z placement
Yeah.
Of the,
it's
yeah.
like the, you know what I'm saying. It's like
I
the,
do.
The setting.
Yeah.
The Gen Z set.
Yeah, the Gen Z set.
That's what we can call it.
Mm-hmm.
The millennial pause and the Gen Z set.
Yeah.
And it's like, we know you staged that.
Exactly. Exactly. Got
I
you.
I don't think it's a millennial pause. I think it's people don't know how to crop the beginning. Like,
yeah,
they press
that is
play
the greater
and
issue.
They just don't know it. Just,
yeah, just cut that moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you're supposed to start like filming before.
Yes.
Like you're like 3, 2, 1.
Yep.
And then you start because it gives you a little bit of.
Yeah.
You need that millennial pause because this is for my audio editors out there. If there's mm-hmm. any of you listening,
mm-hmm.
it helps the transitions. Like you need a little bit of a millennial pause there to give the editor some space to.
It's true. It's true.
So take that, Gen Z next door. How about that?
Yeah.
Set that phone down one more time.
She takes that 10%.
I actually want to know what that Gen Z next door show is about. This is like not sponsored. It's like really not.
Mm-hmm. Here's what it is. Tasked with researching the Gen Z audience persona, Anna takes a step into the unknown as she tries to understand her younger neighbor.
Oh.
It's a series.
What are they doing over there?
What are you doing over there?
Filming TikToks. It's like put your ear against the
it's
door
basically
and you just
this
hear,
podcast.
Are you new here? Bye, sister. Wow, it sounds like a horror movie.
It does.
Well, it's on Tubi, apparently. I don't know. I'm not sponsored. Anyway.
Not sponsored.
But I did appreciate the poster. It was really funny marketing. Anywho, know who's going to be next door over in Brooklyn soon.
And in Hudson Yards. Well, the cat's out of the bag. Legends Only were responsible for the bookings of Pride this year.
I predicted this. Yeah. And I will tell you right now, I did not know anything.
I know.
I'm going to be accused of an Xtina influencer,
Xtina
insider.
Complicit insider
tea.
Nope. I mean, it makes sense. She just did the LA one.
I thought she was going to do Ladyland again.
Yeah.
Because they were like teasing. They were like, oh, someone's like blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, what if Christina did it? Because it just made sense to keep.
Just keeps getting better and
keep
gayer.
Keeps getting gayer.
Keeps getting gayer. Zeman all over the world, all over Pride, because she's about to throw the first bottle of Playground at Stonewall. She is doing not only Stonewall Day, a special Hudson Yards performance in honor of the new visitor center, I believe was the official description, which I don't know what that is.
Me neither.
But also Pride Island, which is the official NYC Pride big to-do on the last day of Pride, right?
Mm-hmm, the Sunday. Day of rest. Oh, she could literally,
oh my God.
That's her, literally, day of rest, but not for me.
Not for extra.
Maybe gagged.
That's right. She's taking over the island with her, presumably, a very similar show to the LA Pride.
I would hope so.
I'm assuming we're getting another bedazzled dildo, but I do think like Playground will be part of this in some way. I think it'll be tossed or something, and maybe some Zeman.
I do believe that. Like there'll be a stand or something.
Yes.
Or a way to buy it.
Yep. What she should do, honestly, is come out with, even though this is a four ladies by ladies company, if you're going to come to Pride, I feel like have that lube, extra strength lube ready to go, like brand new Pride edition product.
Oh no, Playground Pride edition.
I enjoy it.
It's smart.
It would be smart. But a lot of these business decisions have been like perfect. So she's got plenty of things.
She can have the wine stand. What was that thing called?
Oh, wait a minute. The wine stand.
She took that bottle. The wine stand, a Playground stand, mm-hmm. a little mobile pop-up Zeman stand.
Nintendo.
Oh.
That would be fun.
That honestly does check all the gay boxes, if you think about it.
Gamers, sex addicts, plastic surgery. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are the three categories. Yeah, but we are, with open arms, we're welcoming Legendina to NYC. She's been with us from the beginning. I got some grumbles in my DMs, I will say, from some Gen Zs next door who were like, oh, what has she done for gays? And I'm like, clearly you were just born, and they were just born when Beautiful came out. She's been down with the gays from the beginning.
Yeah, Stripped is
mm-hmm.
iconic.
Yes.
The Voice Within, Soar.
Yes.
The girls that get it, get it.
They do. she's not new to this. She's true to this.
No, it was ahead of its time, like, actually,
she
though.
She is a drag queen. She is an LGBTQ ally slash dabbles.
Wasn't there that story from, like, years ago, allegedly, about her getting kicked out of the Abbey or something? Yeah. I feel like I'm so long ago.
Yeah. There's so many ex-Tina kicked out of allegedly stories. She did the Abbey Walk of Fame, I remember, with the stilettos around the time of Burlesque, I want to say, maybe. She's been around with the LGBTs forever. The one thing that I probably wouldn't have done, which I think it's still fierce, but I probably would have had a different performer for Stonewall Day versus Pride Island. But, I mean, she's here to collect it all.
I feel like the Stonewall one will be three songs.
Yeah.
Like, she'll sing Fighter, Beautiful.
That's probably true.
And I don't know what else. Like, she'll do something, maybe Genie.
Bobblehead. Oh.
It'll be, like, the hits. And then Pride Island. I don't know how that works, but someone did tell me it's a shorter set for people.
At Pride Island?
Yeah. But Ladyland was a short set, and it was iconic, so...
I don't know how it works, but...
Like, Ladyland was only, like, 35 minutes, I think. 35 or 40. It was not a full...
Yeah. I mean, she has a set right there from LA Pride, so there's so much she can do, honestly. I can't wait.
Yeah, so the Stonewall Day one's free.
Yes, it's free.
That's the F word.
Mm-hmm.
So, gonna try to stand outside in the distance or get the tickets.
You know what else the Gen Z gagged me a bit in my DMs? Goes, well... For the Stonewall one, they're trying to get older philanthropists to donate, so I could see why they'd go for Christina. Fuck off.
Okay.
See you on the other side of 25. You won't be mouthing off so much.
Literally. By the time you get to that age, homosexuality is going to be illegal. Yeah, so you might as well shut the fuck up and enjoy it now.
Sorry, sit down and enjoy your Xeomin.
I enjoy it.
Like,
well, the true, huh? The true, hey.
The true ha. Ha. Yeah, we'll see. I haven't gotten tickets to Pride Island yet. I kind of want to see a full concert experience.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't know if I want to go, and if it's only like three songs or five songs.
For Stonewall, you mean?
No, the actual Pride Island.
Oh.
I need to do some research.
Yeah.
I want to look at the headliners of the past, see how long the sets are.
Yeah, and if any ex-Tina insiders can let us know what she might be plotting, yeah, let us know.
Yeah, because Ladyland was so fucking good. Oh, my God.
Well, we'll have to see.
I responded to someone. They posted this, and I was like, we won. And they were like, are you kidding me? And they sent back the lineup for L.A.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, okay, like, I wasn't being that serious. Like, it's fine. Like, relax.
Oh, because L.A. has a very fierce lineup this year, I will say.
They do.
And they've kind of been killing it for the past few years. I have questions for NYC, and I'm not talking about Christina. I just mean, like, why isn't it more? Like, why isn't it more people, more... It just doesn't seem very... Like, LA is, like, literally Mariah, Jessie Ware...
Megan Thee Stallion.
Idina Menzel. Like, it's a lot of people.
Well, they live there.
They do live there.
So...
But I just, you know, I just think...
They just, like, hop in their Uber, and they just... drive, you know what I mean? Like, it's,
you know what, Madonna lives a few blocks away, so what's her excuse?
Tour.
Yeah, that's true.
World tour.
Yeah, yeah, that is an excuse. Well, she could workshop it in front of us. I don't know,
although Mariah lives here, so
exactly. I do think it is a matter of, like, shelling out the big bucks for more names.
Yeah,
but it's fine.
LA Pride might be the new girl.
She might be. New York is dead. Confirmed.
Blame it on Scream 6. You did this.
I do blame it. Yeah.
That's my Scream 6. Is the pop girls not coming to New York Pride anymore?
Ghostface chasing them out to LA.
Scream 7.
Mm-hmm.
J-Lo announced as the headliner. I'm kidding. I have a compliment for J-Lo.
With later. Mariah being revealed as the ghost face at the end of the movie.
Hey, that's hey. Someone's going to write that right now.
Absolutely.
Anyway, I tease. I'll just say it now before I get dragged so people don't exit out. J-Lo fucking ate at the Met Gala. That was a soleil.
Yeah. She often does, I will say. Like, Met Gala, she's got that. Well, we'll get
more
into
on that,
that
later.
Yeah, we'll get into that in a little bit. Topical conversation.
Also happening soon, another legend... Multiple legends are getting some flowers at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah. You know, we do have to open the, we're still looking for the right venue, but we will be launching the Legends Only Hall of Fame one day.
If Paris Hilton doesn't steal it.
Loves it. Yes, that is true. We'll have to race her to Town Hall to register the trademark or something. I don't know how that all works, but don't do it, Paris. Yeah.
We're still begging.
Yeah, we're still begging. But in the meantime, we have the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. How this works is there are, in this year, there were 14 names up for potential induction into the Hall of Fame. 7 of them were selected, and then another 6, I believe, were awarded special categories. So among the legends, we've got Kate Bush.
Yeah.
Had a little moment with a little show.
She's running up that hill right into the Hall of Fame.
Right into the Hall of Fame. She may, in fact, make her first, if she goes to this, it would be her first public appearance in over a decade.
Wow.
She's not done anything.
I feel like she'll go.
I hope so.
It's kind of iconic.
It's very. And then we've
She likes to rock out.
She does like to rock out. It would be really fucking cool if she shows up. We've also got induction for Missy Misdemeanor Elliott. Well deserved.
Well deserved.
Does this make her the first? Is it? I thought there was a stat, like first female rapper, maybe? Well deserved. We always love giving flowers to Missy. And then, you know, we've got some like bands, whatever. Iron Maiden, sure.
Sheryl Crow.
Sheryl Crow. And we've
Shaka
got
Khan.
Shaka Khan. So the special awards were musical excellence, musical influence. And so musical excellence went to Shaka Khan. And Bernie Taupin, who writes with Elton John every single song. So, well-deserved there. Yeah, in the performer category, we also had George Michael. Let's talk about the F word. Iconic, well-deserved in that category. Rage Against the Machine as well. Yeah. Oh, Iron Maiden actually didn't get it this year. They were only nominated. Sorry. Sorry, Iron Maiden. Anyway, congrats.
I would love to see some more new stuff from Missy.
Same. Innovator, game changer. Backwards singer.
Some of the best music videos.
So you're never flip a flap, yep. Oh. As she famously said.
I was like, wait, what was that?
Gotta work it. And Shaka, I hope she has words to say.
I hope there's a speech.
You know,
at least on the red carpet or something.
This award, it's not going to change the world. No.
That's nice.
That's
yeah.
nice. Yeah. Some of these people are being inducted with me. I wouldn't put them on the list.
Wow. When is there going to be a Rock and Roll Hall of Flop?
That's actually what we're going to.
Well, we should do that at the end of every year. Oh
we
my God.
Absolutely should. Oh my God.
Add
this
to
year,
Lowe's.
Inducted the Paradiso Girls.
Flop. I was talking about the Paradiso Girls last night, actually.
I'm not surprised.
At the bar.
Yeah. Patron Tequila.
Yeah, we were talking about Paradiso Girls, Girlicious, and anytime I can bring up
Chelsea Corca.
And I was like, justice for Chelsea Corca.
Chelsea Corca. God.
Yeah, we talked about GRL and like, yeah, we were talking about all of those.
We need the, I don't know if it's a, maybe it's an HBO Max docuseries. We need the Robin Anton also run girl groups that weren't Pussycat Dolls. We need the story of Girlicious, GRL.
The girl group next door.
The girl group next door.
Now on Tubi.
The Chelsea Corca connect between the search for the next Pussycat Doll into Paradiso Girls. Like all of that.
I was so obsessed with Chelsea Corca.
She was simply that girl.
Like she was serving.
Yes.
She had like, I don't know, it was such a sleigh.
Mm-hmm. And Aria Crescendo as well in the Paradiso Girls.
That show.
The search for the next Pussycat Doll. Formative years. And they never used them. That was the real gag.
No.
They searched.
Yeah. They searched. They found.
And they chose
and they
not to.
Abandoned.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, fitting for certain people in that group. It seems to be a trend.
It sure does.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Oh, Justice, let's. Oh, can I? I want to produce Chelsea Corca's comeback.
I would love that. We need to produce season 2 of Search for the Next Pussycat Doll.
It really did look like season 1 Drag Race.
Yes.
Like, it's so funny if you look at clips online. Like,
I know. Spot the difference.
The little tiny judges table. Yeah. And yeah.
And everyone in like mall outfits.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of TV shows.
Yeah, we're going to have to start writing our own pretty soon.
Well, we do write our own.
That's true. We do. The writers are on strike. in what could potentially be, now the last time, they've gone on strike over the years, but the last major one was in 2007 to 2008, lasted for 100 days. It caused most popular shows to either lose season episodes entirely, postpone production, rewrites, plot lines. First of all, I stand in solidarity with the writers, mm-hmm. like asking for...
Yeah, I've got friends that are mm-hmm. in the union.
Asking for like 2 to 3% increase, I think it is, as, you know, these streamers announce their record-breaking numbers of revenue and these execs' salaries continue to go up in the hundreds of millions. It's ridiculous. We stand in support. And I also, a lot of legends are, you know, taking to the streets, literally, standing in solidarity with the writers. We've seen so many, like, celebrities.
Drew Barrymore dropped out of the MTV Movie Awards.
Now, that is a gag. That whole show is in trouble.
Yeah.
I heard the cast of Yellow Jackets dropped out. I heard, like...
Lala Kent from Vanderpump Rules yes. just released a statement.
Comrade Lala mm-hmm. jumping into action. I don't know how their first thought isn't... I know this is, like, they could potentially lose millions if it completely... They probably shouldn't cancel it, but just postpone it 4 months. Like, why embarrass yourselves by going forward with the show when, like...
Well, it doesn't make sense to be having a show celebrating movies and TV when the people that write the TV and movies that you're celebrating are currently on strike.
Oh, God.
It just... The timing doesn't
it's
make sense.
It's such a bad look.
Right.
It's such a bad look. Drew did the right thing. A very bold thing, in my opinion, to back out of a hosting gig three days before it was supposed to happen. I think they need to postpone it. And, like, let's also be very real. I'm sorry to our Viacom friends and ex-coworkers, but, like, the MTV Movie and TV Awards are not crucial. They are not seen
yeah.
by anyone. So, like, move it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unfortunate. We'll see what happens. That'll be a very interesting outcome. You know, the girls are on strike until further notice. I think the longest one was even before 07, 08. There was one that was like 153 days, maybe, in the 90s. But this could happen for a while. And if it does happen, that means that your favorite shows will not be on the air for a little while. You'll lose episodes per season, possibly. But yeah, there's a lot that I don't know about the specifics, but I do know that a big part of the argument has to do with the streaming residuals and the model mm-hmm. of that and how...
There's also an element to it with AI.
Yes.
Where I don't know the specific actual language, but it's in layman's terms, it was explained to me that they're trying to make it that AI cannot be used to produce scripts. And like they're trying to essentially block out AI from being used.
Interesting.
Which I agree with. I do think that there should be some limitations mm-hmm. to like, okay, if we're making official movies and these big movies and these big TV shows, no one's using AI here.
Right.
You've got the money to pay people.
Some of those Netflix originals, it's shocking it wasn't AI, but...
Oh.
But no, I agree. I think that, yeah, and they're also just the breakneck speed of producing content for streaming now is wearing writers thin, which shows sometimes. Quantity over quality sort of situation too, where we're just banging out these shows, not paying writers enough.
Yeah. We'll see how it shakes out.
We will.
As of us recording this, it is still ongoing. And the people I've talked to are predicting that, you know, they're thinking this is going to go well into the summer is what.
Yeah.
Which is a bummer.
It is. It also means it leaves the door open for some really, really bad reality TV, which doesn't require much of any writing. And also some very empty late night segments. It went viral again. I was reminded of Conan O'Brien spinning his wedding ring. Do you remember that?
No.
He would. He took off his wedding ring and he spun it on his table to try and hit a record of like how long it spun. Because in solidarity with his writers, like he was filling the time with like nothing. Yeah, it was a very funny time. I don't know. Some shows are off the air already. Kelly's off, I think.
I think late night shows are off.
Late night shows are off. Some are paying their staffers or...
We're not off, Idol. We're going through because we're technically unscripted.
Right, right.
So, I mean, I didn't inquire too further, but...
Well, that makes sense, though. That's why we're going to probably get a lot of reality TV, I think, if anything.
Bring back Rock of Love Bus.
Did you see there's a new show on Fox called Stars on Mars?
I saw the plot line for this and I was like, why?
Tinashe's on it.
Oh.
And Portia Williams.
Oh.
And
It's a fake Mars, though. I don't.
They're like fake colonizing Mars, and then it's like the last man standing sort of situation, but I don't understand how they fight each other or whatever. Yeah. There's also Tom Schwartz is on it.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I was trying to think of the names that stood out. And who's the iconic bicyclist? Armstrong? Lance Armstrong.
Oh, slay.
Right. Well, have fun up there. Or yeah, down here.
Bizarre.
But that's what we're going to end up with.
Recession vibes.
Strong recession vibes,
yeah,
right now.
Yeah, it is.
Which means Miss Stephanie Germanotta better get her ass in order and do a Just Dance 2 quickly.
Oh, that is true. We got such good music.
We did. We were dancing through the bankruptcy.
We got Blackout.
We did.
Mm-hmm.
We did. And now that's all we've got.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, while we wait.
Pay your writers.
Pay your writers. Fair wages.
Pay your crew. Pay your staff. Pay people.
Craft services.
Pay creatives.
Yeah.
You have the money to pay people.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't understand billionaires. I don't get it.
I don't know either. I think once people have money, they think they need more money.
Does it buy happiness?
Look at
Elon
Musk.
That's my question. Clearly not.
Clearly not.
Doesn't buy brain cells.
Nope.
Doesn't buy
a sense of
personality.
Personality.
Doesn't buy comedic timing.
No.
It can buy a really good album.
It can.
Superficial by Heidi Montag.
Right.
$2 million. Worth.
Worth.
Okay, so maybe now I get it. That's what these billionaires should be doing.
They should. Elon should have a superficial.
Start paying more people to make better stuff.
Yeah. It's upsetting.
Anyway.
Anyway, well, why don't we take a little detour and head
get the
across.
Hell out of here.
Yeah, get the hell out of here. Actually, get on the pod. Speaking of podcasts, there's some other podcasts floating around out here. Actually, I'll make the Elon connection. So one of our favorite TikTok personalities, Julia Fox, has a podcast out right now with none other than Elon's ex, ? They seem to be like on off. I don't know. But the podcast is called Forbidden Fruits with Julia Fox and Nikki Takesh.
Not to be confused with the Jessica Simpson bop Forbidden Fruit.
Not to be confused. Many people were confused when they were searching for Jessica Simpson's bop and they were like, what's this?
Any excuse I have to throw in a bop on the playlist.
Yes. Yeah.
We'll be adding that.
Yes. So Grimes is on one called Grimes the Tech Spy Part 1 that just launched, and they started talking about AI tech, and she has a really optimistic view of it and how musicians can use it. It's an interesting conversation to listen to if you want to check that out. She's maybe perhaps too optimistic about how people will use AI, but she's really open to it, and she had a good argument about how producers have essentially had access to baby AI for a long time, the way that we use manipulated vocoder, synthesizer, noise, the way we create things is, but we're just on the next level of it. I don't know. It was an interesting conversation, so you can check that out. And Julia Fox is wearing an iconic wig.
She is. Very Reba Fox. Julia Reba Fox.
It was a borderline distracting, I would say.
It kind of was.
Yeah.
But I was living for it.
Definitely. You know, they had a good conversation about that, about body image, and because that conversation kind of came into play because they were talking about filters and unrealistic expectations and AI enhancing and photoshopping and things like that.
It really is getting wild.
It's really getting wild.
Some of it I do find helpful, though.
Mm.
Like with Adobe Premiere and
the cut and
Photoshop.
Splicing
I think
of
I've
editing.
Like talked about this before.
Yeah.
But like my first job going in pixel by pixel to cut people's hair, you know, out and like
yeah.
do the feathering, like the little, oh my God. It was oddly therapeutic, I will say.
Yeah.
Cropping out photos and like, you know, doing the feathering and all of that.
Right.
But now that's AI being able to detect a subject and pluck it out of an image and save you personally time. And so I think for like a small business or for like a small entrepreneur or mm-hmm. like a video creator, like to have those tools to help you out to get jump started is
yeah.
really fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's like the pros and cons.
One thing that was really cool that I just came across my feed is there's an AI site for Excel. And you just write out what you need in layman's terms and it creates the code for you. So he typed out, get rid of all the numbers in this text thread. And it was like numbers and letters in a text thread in a column, each thing. And it created the code immediately, you know, like pasted it in. And all of a sudden, everything took out all the numbers.
Gotcha. So instead of like going into the box and typing like sum equals parentheses, exactly, blah, like, blah, blah, XXX.
Just tell it what you want and it'll create the code for you.
See, something like that is helpful though.
It is.
Because you can do it to budget or like speed up your workflow.
Yeah, for sure. I remember the early days of financial marketing internship where like some of my job was just like importing raw data of like customers and like figuring out how to segment it into columns and deleting the columns that didn't matter and stuff. And AI can make that happen in seconds, whereas I was like manually deleting two digits from each person's name, let's say, for like an hour.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy to think that people were doing that now that you can like automate it. So in some ways, I think it's super beneficial.
Yeah.
Do I think it's going to eat a lot of jobs as well? Yeah. But well, we'll see. You need curators. You need people to operate the machines.
Yeah. The Adobe Premiere scene detection thing is a game changer.
Yeah.
To not have to go in frame by frame and slice out a full thing is very helpful. But like still pay the person, like still pay the video editor to do it.
Yeah.
It's helping the video editor so that they can focus on the creative aspect of it versus the tech, like, the tediousness of like slicing and level, like, you know, all those little things that just take time, slice it up automatically. Now I can play. Now I can be creative. Now I can mix the editing. Now I can play with the graphics and have more time to spend on the audio. And like, anyway, we'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens, you know, because at the end of the day, it's only going to lead to a Terminator-esque outcome where the robots turn on us, but
as they should.
Yes, they should. They're about sick and tired of our shit.
It's Megan? What she deserves.
Yeah. At the end of the day, all roads lead to Megan.
That'll be Megan 2.
It will be. They're about to eat. Megan 2 has so much to work
with. Wait, but no, the strike. Who's going to write Megan 2?
Nobody's writing Megan 2 right now. Maybe AI is.
If that happens, I won't. Would I watch it? I don't know.
I mean, it is kind of iconic if like it's AI writing Megan 2. We'll see.
I wouldn't support that. I don't think I would. It's like that moral aspect of it, you know? I'm like, ugh.
Yeah, I know.
But like we said, robots can't be funny. So if that will creep me the
a
fuck
robot
out,
is funnier than Elon Musk.
Well, yeah, but everyone is.
Yeah.
That's not hard.
Right.
But can a robot be camp?
Hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, how do you teach? I don't think you can teach that.
I think you can. It needs to read Susan Sontag Notes on Camp.
It needs the comedic timing of Vine.
It needs to input Carly Claus's looking camp right in the eye photo, and then it'll just get it. I don't know.
It's so bizarre.
It is.
It's all, well, what is, can we live in precedented times, please?
No, I think
I'm like done. I can't anymore.
As I said, we need to live off the land. It's time to move back into the land.
AI chickens.
AI chickens. Oh, well.
Maybe that can be a voiceover gig for me.
Yeah.
I can voice over the AI chicken.
There you go.
Yeah. Anyway, Julia Fox was also on that podcast, Good Children.
Yes. Shout out to Good Children.
Mm-hmm.
I know. I still have to watch the full
their episode. Clip that they posted talking about my Fitness Pal.
Oh.
I like, it's so refreshing to like hear from people who get it. Like the body image stuff, the joke about like my Fitness Pal like not being your pal, I really cracked me up.
Yeah.
I was like, this is my sense of humor. I appreciate this. And so Good Children is another podcast that's out. It's on YouTube and audio as well. And they had Julia Fox on.
Yep.
And one of the comments that I thought was really funny was vocal fry Olympics. And they like leaned into it. It was really, because they're just like, yeah.
Yeah. Love that. Well, actually, there's a lot of pods out this week that to discuss. I also want to give a shout out to Miss Jessie Ware. Not only is she disco queen with That Feels Good, but she's also got an award-winning podcast with her mother where they sit around and have like a lovely dinner with a celebrity. And they've gone for about 15 seasons now, and they just had none other than Danny Minogue over for a delicious pescatarian meal. And they discussed Danny growing up in Australia with her sister. Well, you probably don't know her. Her name's Kylie. And talking about growing up in Australia. Actually, you would be in heaven from the accents. And
I'm getting ready to go there. So
yeah. And talking about 20th anniversary of Neon Nights, which is a mind fuck for me that like I'm hearing her talk about it in 2023 at all, and talking about the new BBC dating show, which I do want to watch, and I want to make sure I can watch it because I got to get through that fucking viewer outside of this country block, geo block thing. But it's the first ever BBC gay dating show. I think we talked about it a few times, but
yep,
it's going to be men looking for love, kissing each, snogging,
Prince Charming,
snogging each other, seeing if there's a first spark.
I feel like this could be good.
I feel like it's actually going to be good.
BBC TV is kind of better. Like the they do reality because there's just something better about the uncensored reality shows.
Yeah.
It's funnier. There's just something about it that's so much better.
She was like, and I learned a lot. I learned about, you know, what happens in dark rooms. And Jesse's like,
glory holes.
Yeah, I'm sure there's like a lot of naughtiness on the...
Yeah, and they're not gonna like censor it.
Yeah.
Like they would in the US to, you know, appease.
Yeah. I'm really excited. I would like to see it. Especially because you had, I don't know if you saw that clip of Joey Zazug going viral about...
Yeah, why are we still talking about that show?
That interview was something else. I mean that clip anyway, where they were defending Real Friends of WeHo and how gays don't allegedly like to see themselves represented. Completely missing the mark.
Yeah. There is a conversation to be had about, I do feel gay men, we tend to be more critical of each other when it comes to things.
Or 1,000,000%.
Hyper-focused on like, you know,
tearing each other down.
That is 1,000% real and a conversation to be had and something that you have to actively, you know...
Dismantle.
Yes, dismantle yourself.
Yes.
But then there's also, like, as a reality TV lover,
mm-hmm.
there is
true
just...
Lover.
You know, you guys know I gave it a try. There was like bits that were funny.
Yeah.
But one bit out of like four episodes is not enough for me. Like,
well,
just wasn't and entertaining.
It's also, it's not necessarily something we haven't been exposed to. Like, to take that angle is kind of like incorrect. We had the A-list. We've had shows like that already. But also like in the comments, people are like, show me six gay cowboys in Wyoming and what their social circles like. Like, let's see something that isn't. We can gather what Todrick's life is like. And this is none of this like gay influencer stuff is super surprising or very interesting, especially because it's very like many gays try to aspire to be that or are that or whatever. But like, show me a different slice of life maybe from that. Or the other angle, like, I want to see this gay dating show because, yeah, I haven't seen any gay dating show except for Prince Charming.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see how that works out. And I do find the episodes where they have like, the same-sex couples on the BBC dating shows really interesting. There's those like dining first date ones where they will have some like same-sex couples, but yeah. In any case, this is all to say that show didn't work on a number of levels, and it didn't have to do with just gay people not wanting to see themselves.
Yeah. Everyone tuned out. It was not just other, like, you know what I mean? Like, it was a bigger demo.
Well,
I don't know.
I think it was because it was artifice. It's not real friends. They're not real friends.
No.
They broke the fourth wall.
I'll be brave enough to say this here.
Oh, no.
I think Joey Zazag's whatever, honey,
mm-hmm.
would be very entertaining on reality TV, not on that show and not in that cast.
He screams Big Brother to me or something of that ilk. I agree. Put him on Survivor. I don't know.
Like old school Real World.
I don't disagree.
Yeah.
In any case, go check out all of the pod recommendations we've made, including
Honey,
Danny on Jesse, Grimes on Julia, and of course, our favorite, Very Delta. And another, do you want to see me go off? I think you want to see me go off about greeting cards. And once again, not
a single... How do we feel about this? If you guys haven't listened, which, why have you not listened?
You're right.
But I feel like it may be a recurring segment where we like talk about
Very Delta.
Delta's rant.
I know.
How we feel about
it.
Well,
we both launch.
Disagree?
We both launch on Mondays. It's a perfect pairing.
Oh, she outsold.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But yes. So do we agree? I 1,000% agree.
Okay. So the art. Well, so if people didn't listen.
Oh, yes.
So the argument is essentially that if you give someone a gift or like money or a gift card or something, don't go and buy a five or $6 card mm-hmm. that's blank and just write someone's name on it and put it all together mm-hmm. and give it to them. Like, anyway, that's kind of like the gist of it.
Yes. I 1000% agree. The cards are so expensive. And unless you're buying for an avid scrapbooker, I don't think it's ever worth it. Put that amount of money into the gift and give them either, as Delta describes, a disappearing gift, which is, you know,
the
a
best
meal
kind.
Of an experience.
Mm-hmm.
Or, yeah, add that amount of money and round up your gift card a little more.
Yeah, I agree with this rant. But I will say I do give cards, but I will write something in them usually. I like to hand decorate the envelope. So, like, for Christmas this past year, I did, like, custom lettering, and I did...
That makes me feel so guilty.
I, like, shaded the letters.
When I open a really nice envelope, I'm, like, full of guilt.
Oh.
It's just, like, you put so much work into this. I hate, you know, and I do save that. Like she said, like, I also am not going to throw away the one you doodled on or wrote the long note on, but it just fills me with an immense guilt. But, yeah, that is nice to do, especially if there's a long... card. That's really nice, especially if you haven't seen that person in a long time. They're writing something nice to you. That's nice. But just the happy birthday name,
yeah,
with the $7 Hallmark
save card, yourself the
save
$5.
Agreed.
Unless, which I also agree with, the card has some kind of funny
yes
connection to the person.
Correct. Agreed.
Yeah, like, I think one time I got a friend, they were like, it was a birthday that they did not want to celebrate, so I got them, like, a happy, you look, it was, like, two, and I, like, added, I chunked out a thing, and it was, like, you look, and it was, like, a number two. So I did, like, something stupid where, mm-hmm. I messed up the card to be, like,
yeah.
funny looking.
In that case, I support it.
Yeah.
But
I gave my family really cute Snoopy cards this year.
Oh.
That were, like, raised up.
Mm-hmm.
And I literally was like, okay, this is a mantle card. This is cute.
Right.
You could cut it out, use it as a decoration.
My mother every year makes custom name tag things for the Christmas gifts. And she's like one-upped herself every single year, like snow globes, like things, craft queen. And those are very sentimental and like keep those. And those are cool too because it's like, that's kind of the card. It's just like, it's got your name on it. It's like a special thing. That's cool. Yeah, to just buy that overpriced card.
Papyrus is shaking
and
right now.
She takes that bottle.
And she took that card.
Yeah. I don't know. She's right again. What can I say? I've never been angry at any of her rants.
I don't think so either.
I've questioned some of her menu items on her dream Cheesecake Factory list. But otherwise, I think she's always hit all the points that I would also agree with. It's so therapeutic to listen to her rant. It's funny, but it's also just like calming. And it's like affirming these very, very specific things that you never think about.
I was imagining being on Very Delta.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, what would I say to her if we were like on the couch? Like if it was like me and you on the couch with like Very yeah. Delta. What would I say like I appreciate about it? And I think for me, it's the one with the bottle thing, mm-hmm. she's like, you know, I have bigger fish to fry. Like, I wasn't going to cause a problem.
Right.
Which I do think is a real thing, like, especially now if, like, something gets messed up or
yeah.
usually I will always let it slide too because it's just not.
In service, worth. I've never once sent anything. Like, I once had a piece of the plate that chipped off into the food.
And you
I just,
ate it?
No, I didn't eat it. I just pushed it to the side.
That's.
That's perhaps a bit much.
Yeah.
But. I get nervous.
That could have caused some problems, you know, if you ingested that.
Yeah, I didn't. I don't say shit when I go out, basically.
Yeah, no. I feel bad. I wrote a little thing to Dunkin' Donuts the other week, and I was like, I feel like... Okay, but hear me out. So I went to go get a little snack item from Dunkin' with my coffee.
Mm-hmm.
I went to go get it, grabbed my stuff, said thank you, came back. And it was still frozen in the middle
mm-hmm.
with like actual like ice.
Mm-hmm.
And I stood there and I was like, okay, obviously I can put this in the microwave and my toaster oven and like take care of it and like actually cook it.
Yeah.
But then I thought about what if this is like a delivery worker who is like going back to their car and doesn't have a microwave and has to finish their shift or like they're on a bike or they're going to an office and their office doesn't have a communal kitchen and they can't like literally like fix this item. What if they took a bite out of something raw and it made them sick?
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I just filled out a little thing and I said, you know, but I didn't report anybody, but
no.
like You know what I mean? Like something like that where I'm like, that is, I feel,
yeah,
you know, especially with like food, like you can really make people sick.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You shouldn't
like
have
that to rat that one person found in like the takeout.
The rat. Yeah. Like the, when the like, chef, you mean when the chef got caught in the takeout? Yes. Yes. That's
certain
a bit much.
I would, where I feel like
I would flag
it's
that.
It's okay to, yeah, to like say something.
I'm so sorry. There was a rat in my food. I'm yeah. so sorry. It's probably my fault, but there was a rat.
Right. Like I'm not trying to ever get anyone in trouble or like fired, but like.
No, that really deters me. If it's lukewarm when it comes out or something, I just imagine that they're having a hard day.
Right.
And it's, unless it truly is pressing like an undercooked dough or something like that, where like it is harmful. I just don't say shit.
Same.
I don't know. But at the same time, you know, and that is different from Delta. Will, she's talked about going around because the fries aren't right or something like that. There is something to be said about get the item that you ordered.
Yes.
I do almost envy that because I probably wouldn't speak up if my fries weren't crunchy enough, but she will. It sounds like, which, you know, yeah, maybe you should, what's it called? Advocate for yourself in healthcare and in soggy fries. You always have to advocate for yourself. So
it's true. Especially now if it's like, I'm going to go and treat myself to something.
It better be the treat you wanted.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or like sometimes I'll order something and they've given me somebody else's dinner that's happened. And I was like, you know what? I'll try this.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just, like, oh, this'll do.
This'll do. Yeah. Somebody's getting by. They're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
It happens. What can I say?
Now I feel guilty.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to make a poll about this, actually. We'll ask people, do they send things back? Or no. We'll figure out a poll thing.
Oh, that is one thing I've never done.
Send things back.
I've never sent anything back at a restaurant before.
Yeah, same. I think.
I don't ever know.
I think I have when it was like the actual wrong order.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's.
Yeah, that's happened before when it's like you ordered. I think I have like a breakfast thing when I've ordered like an omelet or something and it come out as fried eggs sort of situation. It's like, that is truly like not what I ordered. And that feels this pain of like, oh God,
I know
I'm taking on this burden. And some people have no shame in doing it. And again, advocate for yourself and get what you ordered. It's not a bad thing to want what you asked for.
Right.
I just feel like an immense amount of like inherent Jewish guilt and shame about everything in my life. So I'm always just like, it's probably my fault that I didn't.
Oh, I'm the same
go
way.
Go back there and cook it myself, now that I think about it. Yeah.
But see, here, my point to that would be, just give me the cold hash browns. Just hand me the frozen hash browns.
Mm.
Charge me half.
Okay.
Hey, that's a new thing. Like, give me like a little thing. Give me the frozen hash browns.
Yeah.
I'll take them home.
Yeah.
I'll cook them.
Yeah.
Just, you know, charge me a little bit less.
I get that.
I think that's fair.
Yeah.
That's a new concept.
Yeah.
I'll cook the croissant stuffer myself.
Mm-hmm.
Now, no one has to worry about it. It's my fault if it's uncooked.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. I support that.
Yeah.
Just need a little 10% discount.
Yeah. Hey. Anyway. Speaking of our polls, we did get the results from last week.
Oh, yeah?
183 votes as of today. The word that has been voted out of the vocabulary is the word lit.
Okay.
But bestie was a close second.
That was my vote. Bestie's gotta go.
Yeah. I think that's what I voted for, too.
Yeah. Because I do think some things are lit.
Yeah. And I caught myself saying fam the other day again.
Yeah. I'm not even a little mad at lit, to be honest. Like, if like an event is lit, I understand what that is and I'm not bothered by it.
No. Or if like someone's lit.
Right.
Yeah.
You can communicate a lot with that.
I think it's a positive thing.
I think so, too.
Yeah. If someone's lit, I'm like, okay, you're fun.
I think I've never encountered bestie in a way that I've liked. I think I've always been mad at it.
Well, know who else has been ranting this week?
Oh, who?
I have to give a shout out to a Britney Instagram caption this week.
Our bestie.
Yeah. The tits photo.
Bestney.
Oh. Titsney.
Titsney. This was a caption.
This was a caption. This is one for the books. This is on the level of like, I think global warming is a good thing.
Yeah.
The caption, if I clapped my tits, could I make one pop like a balloon on Thursday? Question mark, question mark, question mark.
Love that.
This is a top tier caption. This is like on the level of global warming, I burnt my gym down, and you're going home, sweetie. I feel like you're trying to be like Keisha or something. Sorry, I just don't get it. Like, this is up there.
If I clap my tits, could I make one pop like a balloon on Thursday?
Clap my tits is now, I think, in the lore. I would like to enter it.
Wow. Love that.
Also, in defense here, and I saw some people saying this in the Discord as well.
Uh-huh.
So many other people do pictures like this, and no one says anything.
Right.
But when Britney does it, it's like, oh my God, I can't believe she posted her tits and said, clap my tits. And it's well, like, look at, like, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Tale as old as time. She always gets tits as old as time. Yeah. Tits as old as time.
Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun.
I would love this phrase to just be a common...
clap my tits.
Like, exasperated, like, if I clap my tits, could I make one pop of balloon Thursday? Like, I feel like it needs to roll off the tongue a little better, but I think there's something there.
Me too. I think there's songs that are so good, you clap your tits to them. You know what I mean? Like,
I wanna go downtown and clap my tits around. I wanna make
I wanna
one
clap
pop
my tits.
Like a balloon on Thursday. Mm-hmm. I know you do. Well, speaking of tits, actually, which is a main theme of the pod, we've also got a pair of wax ones that just debuted.
Wax tits.
Yes, Madame Tussauds Amsterdam unveiled a new Rihanna wax figure. How are you feeling about her?
I feel like she's kind of eating.
She is eating. I would say like they like yassified her slightly too much.
The eyes are really good.
They're like snatched in a way. The eyes are, yes. But her face is sort of snatched in a way that's like slightly too yassified. I don't know how to describe it. Like, because she's, I don't know how to.
It's giving rated R era.
Yeah. It's pretty close. I mean, it's pretty damn spot on in my opinion.
It's good.
It's really, really good. The outfit is giving you a lavender fantasy.
I think it's a Fenty look, isn't it?
I think so.
Isn't it from that
one of
recent
her Fenty?
I think so.
Shows, yeah, when she was in the garden, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think of the wax figures we have seen over the years, this is pretty damn spot on.
It's a good one.
Yeah, so give it up for her. I would like her to go visit it one day and take a pic.
They should put a baby bump in it.
Yes.
Little wax Bobby.
They really should.
Dress it up in the Super Bowl outfit.
That's a concept.
Mm-hmm.
That child, by the way, has done the Super Bowl and the Met Gala.
Yeah, it's pretty iconic.
Pretty iconic, if you ask me. Speaking of the Met Gala.
Shall we get into it?
I think we should get into it.
You know, we are known for our fashion commentary
takes.
Every single week.
I'm like having flashbacks to like all the TikTok fashion gays who like come for the girls and then they get reposted and somebody just silently posts a picture of them in like shorts and flip-flops.
Oh, as, me, like, yeah. Yeah. Me. At least I admit it though.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
We don't fashion ourselves as actual fashion critics, but maybe one day.
I would like to be, but I'm not.
Yeah.
So with that said, here's Hit a little it. Segment that we like to call
High Fashion. So editorial.
Guys, this is awesome.
This is a billboard.
This is super high fashion.
Oh my God, that's so high fashion.
So high fashion.
All right, well, let's start with Rihanna, shall we?
Yeah. Well, she certainly didn't start. In fact, she ended.
She started quite late.
She was asleep as this whole thing was happening. Woke up and was like, I guess I'll go.
Yeah, didn't she arrive to the hotel at like 7:30?
It was insane.
Yeah.
They made the Vogue live stream go on for an awkward half hour. Without, like, with hope that she would arrive, and she didn't. So they just awkwardly signed off, which was no delight in the first place because, I'm sorry, I did drag on Maine, but Chloe Fineman and Derek Blasberg as those live stream co-hosts was rough.
I only saw some clips, and,
The slang, the vamping, it's not easy, but I will say, what happened to a tried and true Vanessa Hudgens Keke Palmer mashup?
Well, like, they were busy slaying on the
they were
actual
slaying.
Event.
They were
which
slaying.
Was cool to see because I feel like they're always working these events.
Yeah.
And like it was nice to see them being able
just
to go
mothering.
And enjoy.
Yes. But you know, I think there are a lot of names that would just be like tried and true, like Laverne Cox, like, I don't know, somebody who's done so many carpets that it's like, sure, Whereas like a wild card will get you this. It was unfortunate because I feel like, I don't know, it deserved better moments. And also Emma Chamberlain did really well again.
Yeah, she
They didn't
did.
Show her at all. And yet she was like killing it inside and handling all of the meowing really well from some of the attendees.
Know what I wish they did with this? Mm. They just ran cameras of the carpet and like had...
It can be empty noise of just the atmosphere.
Yeah, or like, you know those slow-mo cameras that they do that they post on social media where it's like it kind of poses up someone and they're turning?
Yep.
I feel like it'd be super cool to do cameras like that where, you know, someone's arriving and it's in real time, like slow-mo of like their nails, or like put on some Deep House and just give me, you know, like the up and the down and the posing, or have a glam cam live, a shoe cam live, and just roll, and then have them do, you know, okay, now we're going to have this little section here and blah, blah, blah. But like,
right.
I just want to watch and see.
Yeah, especially because with the Met Gala, unlike an award show, you're not there to necessarily promote anything, win anything, honor anything other than the exhibit itself. So I've always felt like the interviews during the Met Gala were like very sort of, not that they're not always, but like superficial and sort of stunted, where it's like, so what do you think of the exhibition? Why is fashion important to you? And it's like, what are we doing here? Like, what? Why are you asking?
It is one of those things where you're kind of there just to show up as an art piece in a way.
You're an art piece, and you're there to go to a party. You're not there for a product of some sort, like a award or whatever. So you're like, yeah, it is kind of, those interviews are always fairly empty.
You can tell the stars don't want to do them either.
Oh yeah, they're running as
like,
they're talking.
And you're going home, sweetie.
You're going home, sweetie, and Valentino. Like the most viral moments have just been Kiki being like, I know it ain't the style yet. Like introducing Meg, or Emma Chamberlain's flirty exchange with Jack Harlow last year. But it wasn't like anybody said anything that was particularly revolutionary or viral. We do have some pregnancy reveals.
Serena?
Yes, Serena. And then there was somebody else who also did. Is it Karlie Kloss? Forgetting.
Might have been, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. People do use that opportunity. A baby bump debut, that's fun.
But see, then with that, you don't really need to talk about it.
You don't.
Like, the reveal is just like, boom, that's the headline.
That's it.
Like, here's the... Oh, speaking of reveals, this pissed me off because the cameras cut away from Janelle Monáe's reveal.
It did not get its full...
And I'm like, I think of the Gaga moment where it was
exactly.
The cameras just ran.
Yeah.
No one was talking. You heard everyone gagging, screaming.
Yeah.
And she put on a performance.
Yeah.
They cut away from like some really good
Yeah, it didn't get the performance stuff. Piece that it should have, in my opinion, for that. But to get back to Rihanna, the actual outfit itself.
Yeah.
I liked it. It wasn't the showstopper that, you know, China Through the Looking Glass was, the Pope, Heavenly Bodies. You know, we talked about it in the Discord. Shout out to everybody who joined in the Met Gala Discord. Pregnant woman, increasingly very pregnant woman. And any sort of showing up to any event is honestly just like bonus points. If she wants to wear anything lavish, it's like fine. So I don't know. I do think when she took off the flower ensemble, she looked really good underneath all that. It wasn't my favorite, but it definitely wasn't bad. It wasn't necessarily like the showstopper that like being an hour late would maybe have you believe it would be.
Right. And the story about the diamonds or something.
Right, wearing very, very big diamonds. Yeah, she was underneath the flowers, like, wearing a lot of diamonds.
I thought it would have been so cool I think I posted this in the Discord, if she did a diamond, like a caftan.
Yeah.
Right, like that caftan look that she did recently. Mm-hmm. But instead of fringe, which I actually don't know if this is technically possible, but hear me out. Try to vision this, you guys. If it was a fringe caftan, but the fringe was all diamond, and like she was able to turn, probably would be a nightmare.
Yes.
Diamonds would be everywhere.
Yeah,
but that would be kind of a slay if you were like the last one on the carpet and it was just this diamond draped fringe caftan as you walked down, and it left diamonds all over the stairs, and
yeah,
like
that would be
all the gays were like frantically like you know, picking up the diamonds, and like she just completely encrusted. Like, I literally visioned, like, you know, dragging across the stairs and up the stairs, and just diamonds pouring down.
Yeah, that would be a insurance nightmare.
Oh, yeah. But they could be fake. Like, you could lie and say, like,
true.
Rihanna's wearing $400 billion of diamonds, and it's just like that's kind of the vision I got, was like the way that her yellow cape like just filled the whole carpet was like this train. I'm like, you've got the money, bitch.
Yeah.
Do it.
Well, maybe next year.
Yeah.
Yeah. We also had a theme that was just generally probably not going to be that zany, because it was Karl Lagerfeld, a homage to the designer, his work at Chanel most of all. And, you know, I also personally was like a little annoyed at the reverence, because he's a complicated figure. He said really horrible things about women, especially, you know, in later years, just like flat out calling Adele fat and things like that, that were, he had always had a problem with size. It's that thing of separating the art from the artist and that whole conversation to a degree. There's no doubt that he was incredibly influential in fashion and had many, many iconic contributions. Wasn't super nice or great in certain ways. Said some disparaging things. So all the reverence did like slightly annoy me, but what are you going to, people are multifaceted, question mark? I don't know. At the same time, as like the fifth or sixth look came out and it was black and white and it was all black and white, it was like, oh, this is going to be the theme. And it was, lo and behold, with little exception, it was all black and white. But then again, he had a signature style and look. He was black and white. And so it was
boring, yawning, sloppy, lazy.
It wasn't even, because I actually think it was one of the more cohesive Met Galas that we've had in recent years, but it wasn't necessarily a thrill. But it was like, if you lined every attendee up, it would look really nice.
Right.
So that's, I kind of like that, because like Heavenly Bodies was such
a slight.
It's
kind of like the new BB album, which is out. Very cohesive.
Very cohesive. That is such a good point that you would point that out. But, you know, like Heavenly Bodies was such a sleigh because everybody really understood the assignment. And like it, you'd have a whole sort of Catholic sleigh if you had everybody stand next to each other. And so in this respect, the Chanel look would have been very well represented. I liked some of the looks.
Rihanna was also asked on. I thought she was going to be able to get away with not being asked about this.
Yeah. At this point, it feels cruel or sort of like self like. Flagellation to even ask this question.
And it's the same reporter from ET, right? Like they're, just, don't yeah, they, have, they have a relationship
they
now,
do,
so it's like, kind of fun.
It is, but...
So Rihanna was asked about R9
right.
at the Met Gala with a word that we
canceled
last... This is a banned word, but she was asked, when are we going to work R9 into the mix? Seth...
I don't know, Bessie. Yeah, she was vague.
Yeah. She's got other things cooking in the belly.
Literally.
You know?
Like, let's stop pretending. If she's not worried about the Bobby, she's got Smurfette on deck. Savage X Fenty. There's a million things brewing. I personally am not even checking for it anymore. Like, obviously, I'm going to die if it does drop, but, like, let's stop asking her, probably. Like,
yeah, I think I mean, we said this last year and the year before. And the year before... and the year before that, but I think there's enough concerts happening right now.
Yeah.
Our wallets are empty.
Yeah.
So let Rihanna have the Bobby, get settled, Smurfette, Ooh La La 2, and then new album and arena tour.
Sure.
Because I've also had some conversations with people and they agree with us about the stadium.
Yeah.
They're like, I don't want to go to East Rutherford. People are like,
go.
Yeah. So I have surrendered another year.
A Rihanna-less year yet again.
Yeah.
At least she's got some good reason right now.
Yeah. But
nobody wants her to be promoting while she's very pregnant right now anyway. Like,
no.
Like, leave her alone.
No. But we will be getting into more of the Met Gala in the after show. We have lots of thoughts about
yes,
our faves.
Yes, we sure do.
The carpet and everything. Overall, we really enjoyed it. So we will discuss that in the after show, which is a show that we do after this
the
one.
Show.
Yes. If you are a Patreon supporter over on patreon.com/legendsonly, you can join there. You can support the pod. You can be a legend or an icon. Support the podcast monthly. And every single week after the show, there's more. So you can keep listening to us babble if you'd like. Yeah. And it literally does help support us.
Yeah.
But we'll get into the Met Gala there.
Catch you in the after show.
Yeah. But also, someone who was at the Met Gala that you really love. Another high fashion pick that I have for this week. Good old Carly Jenner, lip kit, honey. For Jean-Paul Gaultier.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that pronunciation.
She's French.
Big word. Mm-hmm. Oh. Bent en top. Oh, wait, no, that's...
Is that German or...
I think that's Berlin.
Well, that would be German. You and Kim Petras can talk about it.
I applied for my passport today.
Just to go to Germany.
Correctly did the application this time after failing 3 weeks ago or whenever it was.
You attached a photo of a queen of pop by accident. They were
I
like,
got my photos done.
BB Rexha doesn't...
Yeah, I handed over my birth certificate.
Good.
I also did, and I don't know if this is like weird, but I like filmed a video of myself with my birth certificate in case they lose it.
I don't know if it's weird. Well, I probably would just take the picture of it, but what
well,
was
I did that too.
But you did a video?
I did a video. It's
did you do like a...
Well, I did like a selfie video. It's well, I don't know why it's 2 minutes long.
Do you like a get ready with me?
Hello, this is...
And it's like me posing, and I'm like, this is not AI, and this is... I don't know.
Oh my God.
Like, it's like me posing with it. Yeah. I don't know. What if they lose it? And then I'm screwed.
I think you can still get it.
No,
because
you only get
it.
One. You're only born once.
I know, but you can like get a copy from City Hall or some shit.
Oh.
Yeah.
You can?
I think so.
Oh, I feel like anytime someone loses their birth certificate, it's always like this big, bad thing.
I think times have changed. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
Well, I have this video to prove it.
Well, I'm glad you have that for posterity.
Yeah.
I can't wait for you to absolutely accidentally upload that.
Post it on my Instagram stories right now.
So this is my birth certificate.
Bonus content. Yeah. Yeah. Subscribe at patreon.com/legendsonly. I don't know. I just trying to, you know, make sure everything's taken care of. But yes, I did. Why are we talking? Oh, because I correctly pronounced a French term.
Yeah.
I did that. But Kylie for Jean-Paul Gaultier kind of ate. I said it.
Well, there's still crumbs on my plate. In any case, maybe there's crumbs because I was...
Getting the munchies.
Because of somebody's performance.
Slay!
Miss BB Rexha took to the stage Jimmy Kimmel Live to perform Satellite.
Right before the shutdown, too.
I don't want to say it caused it. But maybe people saw it and they were like, I should be at home smoking.
Yes, BB performed on Jimmy Kimmel Satellite.
In a giant weed
camp.
Notes on camp. This was it.
Know what this is giving? Do you remember the Cardi look that she did that was, I think it's Mugler.
Yes.
Where the pieces were, you know... like blossoming up and out.
Yes.
It's like that, but weed leaves.
Yeah.
And
she said,
in case
you don't know what this song is about,
yeah,
you're going to sing this fucking song. It's going to be number one for 50 fucking weeks, and you're going to get really high.
Okay, but honestly, though, after watching the performance of it,
yeah,
it was stuck. It's been stuck in my head nonstop since.
It's a fantastic pop song. I hope it does become number one for 50 fucking weeks. That bridge. Mm-hmm. It's really, really, really catchy.
Yeah.
I want people to catch on. You know, maybe that now it's a relic of its ancient history now. It's the last late night performance before the writer's strike.
I know.
So now people will
it's
refer
reminding
to
me
it.
Of like when Mandy Moore was on
Mandy
the
Moore
Tonight Show
on Tonight Show
before the world shut down.
Yes. We'll always have BB in the weed dress to remember.
That was my last night working like an actual late night in person.
Yeah. Crazy.
Well, yeah.
3 years later, here we are.
No, I think this is great. I love that she's doing the circuit of shows and getting herself out there.
She is. She did a Zach Sang interview.
Yeah.
The girls have been clipping that and putting that in the Discord as well. She's made plenty of points about the numbers game and how, you know, at the end of your life, you're not going to be like, oh, I wish I charted higher. Points were made. We love
her
BB.
Streaming numbers are
they're bananas.
Astronomical. Literally higher than a satellite.
Literally. She has that great duality of like, she talks about it again in that interview of like being anonymous, yet also having insane numbers.
46,113,000 monthly listeners.
Mm-hmm.
That's like a quarter of the United States all streaming I'm Good Blue.
Yeah, and they are. And
that's as they should be.
Yeah. She also rattled the new K-pop girlies by, like, she wrote Lucifer for a boy band in 2000. They did it in 2010, which is like a huge song at the time. Like, she's been around for a very long time and people don't realize it. She was doing like Warped Tour shit. She was in bands. She was rock girl. She liked to rock out. So she talked about that in the interview too. We're just the biggest BB fans. We love resilience. So we love evolution and like constantly recreating yourself, one-upping, level-upping. She's very inspiring in that respect because you do have a lot of artists who pop off on TikTok and instantly become like a celebrity or what have you, which is all well and good. But there's also, I really respect the hustle pop star who had 9 lives before they became a pop star.
Mm-hmm.
It's really cool to see.
And did you see her talking about the Grammys on the, it was, you said his name before. What was it?
Oh, Zach?
Yeah,
Zach Sang Show?
She was basically saying like when she got nominated for Meant to Be, mm-hmm. she was like, if this doesn't win a Grammy, I'm never winning a Grammy in my life. Like, oh. She feels like that was her best chance.
Mm.
And I disagree.
I disagree.
I think that she will have another.
Definitely.
Multiple options.
There are so many possible dance recording songs that she could mm-hmm. possibly snag. I definitely think that's possible.
Yeah. And it may be for a songwriter. Like, she may songwrite True. Something.
True.
Because she's got that skill.
But it's also, awards aren't in everything anyway.
No.
And some girls don't even have nominations. So there you go. Well, since we've been talking about watching her clips on TikTok, I think it's time for a little segment that we like to call
TikTok Talk.
Now, BB also had a launch party for BB.
Mm. I wish I was there.
Some very legends-only coded attendees.
Yeah, literally. And she got drunk at this one. Did you see the clip?
I'm pretty drunk.
Like, she let loose.
She let loose? She sure did, as she should.
Yeah.
Yes.
New pink wig.
New friend, Miss Terry Joe.
Yep.
A.K.A. Keelan.
And by sister.
Miss James Charles was in attendance.
And you did it at my birthday dinner.
And you did it at the BB album release party. That would be a fun story.
It really would be.
Yeah.
I can't wait for her by sister video. Sucking dicks and cocks while his satellite was playing.
Oh
my God.
Yeah, this looked fun. I'm jealous. Yeah. LA really is just getting all of the...
little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had a bit of a moment the other day that my new phrase is divine timing.
Okay.
I feel like it's when the universe gives you a moment mm-hmm. where you're like, if it's meant to be, it's meant to be,
uh-huh.
if you will. I was walking to a doctor's appointment mm-hmm. early in the morning and I was crossing through the Times Square and I turned and the gigantic Where the Ball Drops ad.
Yep.
Just all, like, literally, I turned, I passed the tickets booth, you know, that staircase.
Yep.
Turned, went like this, and the screen went boom, into BB album cover. And it was BB Rexha, new album out now. And I turned and I paused and I said, wow, if it's meant to be, it's meant to be.
God's timing is always right.
Because I always thought those things were photoshopped.
I know.
Every time someone, sorry to everyone, but like every time I see an artist be like, oh my God, I can't believe I got my Times Square billboard. The Photoshopper in me is like, oh, well, you know, I see the edges.
No, it's real.
It's real.
Yeah.
I saw it.
I know.
Yeah.
It's very exciting. It's very cool that you can feature all the new artists on that now and like, yeah, get your selfie in front of it.
Yeah.
Love that. Divine timing.
Yep.
There's no other way to explain it.
New theme for the Met Gala next year.
Yep.
But yeah, I'm happy for her.
You know what's not divine timing?
This next TikTok.
Getting home from work after the Eras tour wraps up. That's not divine timing.
That's TikTok is so fucking
That's
funny.
Demonic timing. There is a TikTok.
This is Scream 6.
This is Scream 6 of people getting home from work or just traveling on about their day. And they're pulling into a station where the Eras tour is just wrapped and the Swifties are just waiting on the platform, accompanied by demonic, very damning horror music.
Yeah, the horror music that people always put under like
creepy
conspiracy mm-hmm. theories or murder mystery stuff or like creepy facts
yes.
or It's the doom, 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 doom. You know it.
Yes.
And it's just like overlaid, and they're pulling into the station, and they're like, wait.
No, oh, hell no.
No.
Hell no.
No. And it feels like eternity that they're slowly yes. pulling in, the doors open, and it's just this, the looks on everyone's the stream faces, the stress.
Of, yes, as people are piling in cowboy boots and lover heart faces,
and
the fringe and all the merch. It is a zombie movie. It's a apocalypse movie. Definitely the scariest horror movie of the year so far. You know, she is fucking killing it on that tour.
She is.
Yeah. Shout out to all the girls who went and who got to go on April 29th. Mm-hmm. A reference.
Yeah.
You know what?
What were you doing on April 29th?
Well, I was watching a TikTok.
Of Roz.
Of Roz.
This fucking sent me to. Roz, who was our first guest
yes.
on the pod,
mm-hmm.
posted a TikTok that was just the audio of, like, you know, the April 29th line.
Do you really want to know
where I was April 29th? And it's just her making roasted potatoes, like cooking them. And they looked delicious.
They did.
I was like, oh, the flavor.
The worst thing that has rotted my brain is that TikTok morphed to that audio.
Do you really want to know where I was January 6th? I was in therapy when that happened.
January 6th?
Yeah. Did I tell that story on here?
Are you presenting your alibi right now? That seemed like an earnest admission out of nowhere. Okay, sure. That's where you were.
No, I really was. I was in my BetterHelp session. I was sitting right here, and she's like, are you watching this? I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
And we stayed on, and we just, you know, they started bashing on the window.
Yep. Do you really want to know?
My alibi. Oh, my God.
Sounds suspicious.
Sorry, I don't know why that's sending me.
Well.
But yeah, Roz was making roasted potatoes. Well, we were recording this podcast on April 29th, actually. We were right here.
On April 29th?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Saturday, April 29th.
Yeah, we were.
My calendar says
yeah.
record low.
Yep.
3 p.m.
We sure were.
Yeah. Didn't we go out after that?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, the rat. We went to dinner, and guess who showed up?
Rat!
A literal rat interrupted our dinner on April 29th. That's where we were.
I forgot about that. That is true. We went to go sit down in an outside booth at an unnamed restaurant.
Yeah, to be fair, this was outside, so that is where they live. So
yeah.
We were invading their home.
We were. We sat down, and one of the Joanne's employees scooted around the table. They said, well, sorry, wrong restaurant. I always get confused.
I heard you said that about me in a fucking podcast. I'm gonna shit in your fries.
Rat!
That's I was right. rat told. You were too, actually.
Oh, no, I was into it. I wasn't like, I was fine.
That's where the Joanne employees were on.
I guess
April
I just
29th.
Didn't want to like have any surprises because we were by
like a tickle on the ankle.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. A little bit of that.
So stupid. Anyway.
Well,
speaking of our mascots.
Good morning, Rita Ora. We're talking about you.
We're getting buck wild.
Rita Ora is having a fun time on TikTok.
She sure is.
And she is looking for an older man who is losing his shit.
Absolutely losing it.
It was me.
Yep.
This is me.
This is a video of you.
Yeah.
My first time ever performing Praising You, and this man made my night. I need him in every show. This man.
She sure does.
Dropped to the fucking floor.
Yeah. I was like, oh.
That was a lot. He is moving and grooving.
He is probably one of the maybe less than 5,000 retweets that she got on
yes.
when she went for 100,000.
He pre-ordered row 3. Absolutely. That, he really went off. And that was Taika Waititi.
He might have thought that was Beyonce up there.
Yeah,
I don't know.
He might have. Oh, that was one of my favorite tweets during the Met Gala.
Oh, from the Met Gala. Everyone was like, this is the closest we're going
like,
to get to
good
Beyonce.
Enough. Do you have the Renaissance visuals?
There were a couple of the poses where, at first glance,
yeah.
I thought for a second,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
And that's a compliment.
Rock Nation.
Yeah.
I don't know what to tell you. That woman was certainly not showing up, so.
She's busy. She's rehearsing. Allegedly. It's so
crazy. It's like in a week.
Yeah.
We've heard, we've seen nothing.
Nothing.
Even, you know, as big as she is, Taylor Swift, like we were hearing all the songs she was rehearsing outside the arena, the stadium. We got nothing.
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 Not even a faint little hum in the distance.
Nope.
They've got that shit soundproofed.
Mm-hmm. That NDA must be scary.
Yeah.
But
I'm going to East Rutherford. Hope I make it. I mean, I knock on wood, but we'll all see. Know what happened the last time. Haven't been the same since. Like, legitimately, actually.
Rattled.
That's a conversation.
Do you really want to know where I was in East Rutherford? Well, now it was a pretty quiet week, but we do have some things to dive into. Yes, we're still digesting the Jessie Ware, the BB.
Oh, know what I think is really exciting?
Hmm?
Everyone that has talked to me about the Jessie Ware album loves it.
Oh, so, yeah.
Like, this is such a vibe. This is like summer vibes.
Very disco vibes, summer vibes. Sunset vibes. Definitely.
Also, did you see the interview where the reporter
asked her
or said to her, this is giving Countess Luann vibes.
Yeah.
It was bad for her.
She got eaten up in the quote. This reporter got eaten up in the quote retweets.
Well, I kind of.
What are your thoughts on this?
I actually can't say too much because if my article.
Oh, sorry.
Does go live. I have a similar moment.
Uh-oh.
But I think it's funnier.
Okay. Ooh.
Well, it's way more niche. But I stand by my question to her. In any case, what my thoughts on it? Like, Jessie wouldn't know Countess Luann.
No.
That's the thing. It's like cross-culturally. I don't think she would get.
It was kind of funny that we got the play-by-play of her, like, looking at Countess Luann's Spotify artist page and being like, oh, she's verified. Like, that's kind of funny. But, you know, as a Countess Luann stan, I'm not getting Countess Luann from the new album.
Nope.
And you know I love A Girl Code. I love
Well, all I'll say is I made my comparison that she responded to. But I also did not think of that.
No,
personally.
I didn't either.
You know, I think that might just be a gay person who has only listened to Countess Luann.
I hope you keep on serving cunt. Okay.
It's a win for Countess Luann.
Love you, darling. Good luck with the song.
I do hope she gives her a cameo.
I would like to put it out there. I still want to do a Luann remix.
Oh, it's going to happen. She just needs a new song. Or you could do like the 10-year anniversary.
When did the first one come out?
I feel like it already is. Been 10 years to be
well
honest.
We can be like the Spice Girls and just say that it's the 25th anniversary and we can keep
the 10th
doing it
anniversary of it being uploaded to YouTube.
I feel like that needs to be in like my when I look at my life there needs to be that.
I think it's very BB Rexha Zach Sang interview when she was like, and at the end of your days you're just gonna worry about your loved ones, who's around you, and the Luann remixes that you've made.
Yeah. Like, my legacy is going to be all of the gifts that I've made.
Yes.
That will live on forever.
Mm-hmm.
Ding-a-ling remix.
Yep.
Traces of You.
Yep.
And Countess Luann.
That's
and I would be happy. That's a fantastic. And this.
That's a real fucking legacy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, put it on the dream board.
Oh, I literally have. It's on my, like, mood board.
Well, here we go.
Yeah.
In the meantime, we do have some new bops. Quiet new music Friday this week for sure.
Which,
but like,
thank you.
Yeah.
Because I can't.
Speaking of quiet, actually, and I didn't put it down here yet, but Miss Tuvalu, Tove Lo, put out a stripped acoustic version of the album. So if you want something a little more personal from Miss Tuva, you could check that out. Borderline popped up on my release radar, but there are plenty of stripped versions of the songs. Call on Me, stripped at SG's place. That's really cool. She also did it in different countries all around the world. Pretty Girls, No One Dies from Love in France, Pineapple Slice in Norway. Pretty cool.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It's going to be me after getting my passport.
Yes, it will be. And also a shout out, Miss Allison Goldfrapp is back with a new track called Love Invention. From the upcoming record that's coming out on May 12th. another fantastic bop from this record. I can't wait to talk about it in full. Yeah, I feel like once the album drops, like when people consume it as a whole, it's going to be like, oh, standout album of the year.
What's the album release date?
May 12th. Wow. So soon?
Same as the Jonas Brothers, so...
Well, you know, they're famously rivals, but hopefully hopefully it doesn't get too ugly on the charts.
It's like
them.
It's like me and you, literally. Yeah.
It literally is our faves dropping. anything else that popped out? Oh, and Mr. Fred again, actually, has a new bop. This shook me. I thought this was an error. With Brian Eno.
Yeah.
The king of ambient mood sleepy time albums. Did a collab with Fred again, king of euphoric sad bangers, and they kind of met in the middle.
Yeah, I liked his Instagram carousel of the different moments where they're sitting and just kind of creating.
Yeah.
And, oh, this is a cool sound, and they're on a walk just listening to.
Yeah.
Because, like, that shit is so cool to me.
Yeah. This was very, you know, just because he's on such a high with these euphoric dance bangers.
Yeah.
It's like, oh.
Oh, well, speaking of ambience.
Mm.
Rewind quickly to TikTok Talk, the cupcake meditation video.
Oh.
I know a lot of you saw it when I posted it on my Instagram stories. I have not laughed that hard in a very long time. There is a 1 hour mix on YouTube of it. If you're, you just have to just listen to it. If you know, if you get it, you get it.
Uh-huh.
It will send you will laugh. But yeah, I just need to shout that out.
Love
as
that.
Well.
Mm-hmm.
If you're feeling an ambient moment, I think that needs to become a meme, like a meditation.
Oh.
Like people can take like all, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I may have started one, but anyway, there's a lot that I have to
finish.
I think
that was probably some manifesting.
I have a lot to finish.
Yes,
there's a lot of things to finish.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's one of them. Also, I saw that you shouted out Hemlock Springs on your
Instagram
stories.
Oh, that's right.
Stories,
yes, I meant to put that down too.
I was very excited to see that because we had chatted about her a ways back.
A while ago, yeah.
And her new track, Sever the Blight, is out.
Bop. It goes off.
Yeah, she's up to 838,000 monthly listeners on Spotify, too.
Yeah, I really like
all
this
from
new
TikTok.
One. She's giving Kate Bush a little bit.
And then I have some EDM bops.
Galantis and Javake.
Yes, Galantis and Javake, which he just says is Jake.
Yeah.
But there's a V instead of the A.
Which I still think goes back to our talk about Chiverches and Holy Favuk, which is like a
Kavan.
CO.
Yeah, I think this is smart for him.
I think
so. Because like Jake is kind of...
It could be any Jake.
Right.
Yeah.
It could be Jake Paul.
And you wouldn't want to be messed up with that.
No.
No.
But this is a vibe. Also, his story is really interesting because he's not signed to anyone. He's like independent, but his shit is like massive.
Yeah.
He's a very talented pianist.
He is, and he was on, I've watched his, like, TikTok journey of this, of Golden Hour taking off.
Yeah. That track is really good,
it's
too.
It's really, yeah, it really is. Yeah, he's got an interesting trajectory. He's one of the many, much like Hemlock, who you're just finding these people on TikTok who are making a name for themselves, doing bedroom pop, you know, DIY music, and kind of the best representation of like the best of what TikTok has to offer as far as like mining raw talent out of obscurity.
Yeah.
And not as opposed to the, did I just write the song of the summer?
Yeah.
Which has its own discourse about industry plants and you and I both watched an interesting one about like the labor of sifting through the submissions of people trying to make it big.
Yeah, and how artists are kind of expected now to do their own marketing. And
yeah.
It really is such a, it's a time-consuming process. It takes a creative.
Yeah.
You know, if you're supposed to be making art and music, but then you have to focus on the
marketing side.
Marketing, it's, yeah.
But on the other side of that, it's like, we've seen through a lot of these TikTok people that they don't have to spend $5,000 a month on PR and marketing. So it's like, why wouldn't they? So now we just have an influx of people who are hoping to not have to pay that, doing it themselves.
Yeah.
But it just means that artists these days have to wear many more hats than they used to. Marketing, social media, like have an eye and an ear for that in a way that they didn't have to, which is what you get when you buy PR and marketing in a traditional format. They'll look up the funny memes that you should recreate for you.
But that song is called Fool for You.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have a unofficial remix that I wanted to shout out.
See him in court.
Well, I hope not. This is a fucking bop. Also, I think I have a trick for people. I think I figured out the Instagram sponsored algorithm.
Okay.
So this is Aaliyah Try Again, the Cavani, Cavini mm-hmm. remix. It is so good. It's on SoundCloud and YouTube. It is such a vibe. Love it. Got it in my Instagram sponsored feed.
Oh.
And I think I figured out how to manipulate my sponsored posts on Instagram.
Okay. What is it?
So I've started engaging and clicking on sponsored posts that are music recommendations that I like. Mm-hmm. And now my only sponsored posts that I get are new music. So
well,
I get
makes sense.
I get sponsored posts for shows.
Yeah.
At like the Brooklyn Mirage. Like mm-hmm. every single one is like a sponsored from them.
Yeah.
Or a new artist, new song, or like an unofficial remix on SoundCloud, kind of like how I did mm-hmm. with my Rihanna one.
Yeah.
And I will click them, or I'll click on the artist profile page just to like engage with it.
Yeah.
Because I think the algorithm like recognizes that. And now that's all it gives me. So I don't get like products anymore. Mm-hmm. And I think I've gamed the system. And I'm glad I did, because this is a fucking fire remix.
It's lit.
It's so lit, actually.
Well, even though it was light on New Music Friday, we do have plenty on the horizon to look out for. We're about to be inundated with shows, including one that shook me to my core. I believe you brought it to my attention. Did you?
Yeah, I texted it to you and I was like, wait, Kylie Minogue, KTU, Jones Beach? What?
Allie Brooke.
All night?
This, again, we were accused of being event curators, insiders. This was not our doing.
This is very low-coded.
Very low-coded.
Coded is a new word that everyone's saying. Yes. Now it's like this coded.
Yeah.
I'll get like comments on TikTok that are like, this is very T. Kyle coded.
You know why? Because now that we've abolished vibes.
Oh.
Because this could be called LO vibes, but it's LO coded, which I like better.
Yeah.
It is, in fact, LO coded. I'm just a little bit in awe. June 17th, KT Euphoria, Kylie headlining with... They just added a new name. Oh my God.
Heidi Montag, Trisha Paytas,
Deborah Cox, Christine W., Daya, Allie Brooke, and now Taylor Dayne. I want
this
to know.
This is such a good lineup, though.
The F word responsible for putting this together. More to be announced. I'm sort of in awe. I mean, obviously, the Kylie at the top is the biggest shook factor, because all signs are pointing to the new era kicking off very soon. This is very exciting.
It's like Beatstock.
Beatstock, if all of the performers were from a Queer as Folk soundtrack.
Yeah, it's like Legends Only Beatstock.
Yes, I was rattled. And I do hope that Kylie's performance here implies that she might be kicking around the area for a little bit, doing some shows, radio shows or something. Because I'm like, would she come just for this? I don't know.
Have they announced the performers for Ladyland yet?
No. Oh my God. That would end me.
Let me look this up, actually, because I got an ad for Ladyland, but I don't think there was a list yet for 2023. Ladyland Festival at TBA, brand new location. Okay, let's see. Save the date. June 23rd. Lineup and event info coming soon. What if it was Kylie Minogue, Christina Aguilera?
Well, I would be front row. I know that. We'll see. I don't. That's a
Let's manifest it.
Manifesting.
Manifest it. People will say we're insiders. I say we manifest.
We manifest.
But yeah.
We've got that on the horizon. We've also got, finally, Miss Jackson. If you're nasty, and if you're in the New York metro area, she's going to be in Madison Square Garden next week. We're going.
And Dom Dalla next week.
Dom Dalla.
I'm going on Thursday night.
I'm extremely excited for Miss Jackson. And then we also have Eurovision finale incoming. There are some fun events around the city for watching. And we'll find out if Laureen takes the crown. There are some fierce competitors, though. So
there's
we'll
a lot
do,
coming up.
Yeah, there's a lot coming up. We'll keep you posted on all our whereabouts. We're about to do some traveling.
Our vacation eras.
Our endless summer vacation eras are kicking off. We hope everybody's got some fun events lined up for the summer, too. And yeah, this is a jam-packed time for us.
Yeah.
It's just beginning.
Well, everyone, we hope that you're doing well, staying safe, enjoying laughing, living, loving, slaying.
And just, you know.
Hanging in there.
Just self-care vibes.
Yeah, self, well, no, like literally doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we thank you for joining us for another episode of Legends Only.
And until next, we will have a lot to talk about next week, yeah, actually.
We yeah.
And until then.
We will.
See you.
Soon.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.